This is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for August 5th, 2010. In these semi-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Carolyn Gibney. Find out how to prevent spoofing attacks, including IP spoofing, email, and website spoofing, in this week's edition of Threat Monitor, titled Email, Website, and IP Spoofing: How to Prevent a Spoofing Attack, written by Nick Lewis. A SearchSecurity.com reader recently asked our threats expert, Nick Lewis, can you describe what a spoofing attack is, and if there's any way organizations can protect themselves from this new threat? Nick Lewis responds, there are several different kinds of spoofing attacks, which is when an attacker tries to forge the source of an IP packet, email message, or website to deceive the victim into accepting or receiving malicious data. Historically, mainstream IP spoofing has been around since the 1990s. Other types of spoofing are email forgery, which entails a hacker falsifying different fields of an email. Website spoofing is where an attacker makes a website that looks legitimate to get a victim to enter their credit card number or other types of personal information. To defend against IP spoofing attacks, follow the tried and true CERT advice from 1995. The best method of preventing the IP spoofing problem is to install a filtering router that restricts the input to your external interface, known as an input filter, by not allowing a packet through if it has a source address from your internal network. In addition, you should filter outgoing packets that have a source address different from your internal network in order to prevent a source IP spoofing attack originating from your site. You may also want to check with your ISP to ensure they have protections in place. If an attacker is able to send spoofed IP packets, they could attempt a denial of service or attack external hosts to make the attack look like it is coming from a different network, which makes stopping the attack more difficult. Get more advice on defending against spoofing attacks from Nick Lewis after a quick word from SearchSecurity.com.
Looking for sound advice on the newest information security technologies and strategies, as well as insightful analysis of current InfoSec events? Then look no further than Information Security Magazine. Sign up today for a subscription to the industry's top digital magazine devoted entirely to information security. Download this month's PDF containing news, features, analysis, and commentary from security's biggest names. Signing up is easy. Visit searchsecurity.com/informationsecuritymagazine today to sign up for your free subscription. That's searchsecurity.com/informationsecuritymagazine.
To defend against email spoofing or forgery, you can use anti-spam software. Train your users to look at the headers of email to identify suspicious information, or sign your email so the receiver knows who sent it. CERT also has prudent advice on email spoofing. To defend against website spoofing, make sure you access a website via SSL or TLS. Non-SSL or TLS websites provide a multitude of spoofing opportunities for hackers, so if you're looking to avoid that fate, ensure that the website is SSL or TLS. There are threats when using SSL or TLS, though, as well. A man-in-the-middle attack can occur, which is a type of spoofing attack where DNS and the SSL or TLS connection, or routes, are poisoned and send you to a malicious site. To defend against these types of attacks, make sure you are running the most up-to-date software with patches for man-in-the-middle vulnerabilities and use trusted networks where network-level protections are in place. And that concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.